Hello, this is Pastor David Bissett from Clifton Park Community Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. Do you have a minute? I'd like to talk to you about the little things, the small things of life. Old Scottish pastor Robert MacDonald once wrote, "The Christian who is careful about great duties and very careless about what he thinks are small ones is not likely to become eminent in holiness." Robert MacDonald, in a book called From Day to Day, Devotions, published by the Banner of Truth. As he wrote, MacDonald had in mind the biblical story of Naaman, the mighty commander of the army of the king of Syria, who also had leprosy. The story is told to us in 2 Kings chapter 5. It begins with this statement: "Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper." Well, if you know the story, there was a little girl captured from Israel who said, "Oh, General Naaman, if only you were in Israel, there's a prophet there of the one true and living God, and he could cure you of your leprosy." So Naaman goes to Israel, and the king of Israel is perplexed, but the great prophet Elijah steps forward, and he doesn't have to even leave his house, but he tells the general to go and wash in the little Jordan River, and he'll be cured. Naaman recoiled from the humbling instruction to wash in the little Jordan River, complaining that back home they had greater rivers than that, and he nearly missed the resulting cure of his leprosy. The way of salvation seems to them foolishly simple and offensively free, writes MacDonald. So many turn away in the pride of their heart and thereby miss the gift of gifts, eternal life. Friends, this dangerous disdain for perceived small things can also be found in Christians after conversion and in the course of the Christian life. Consider with me the warning of Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount about treating portions of God's word as minor or less consequential, if you can believe it. Here's what Jesus says, Matthew 5, verse 19. "Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." The eminent contemporary and friend of Pastor MacDonald was the great Andrew Bonar, and he wrote this: "A holy life is made up of a number of small things, little words, not eloquent speeches or sermons, little deeds, not miracles or battles. Not one great heroic act or mighty martyrdom make up the Christian life. The little constant sunbeams, not the lightning, the waters of Shiloh that go softly in their meek mission of refreshment, not the waters of the rivers great and many rushing down in torrent noise and force. The little things are the true symbols of the holy life." Well, interesting to think on. And I want to tell you as pastor for the day that indeed much does hang on the Christian being faithful with the little things and all that the Lord asks of us. Do you remember the parable of the talents? We read in Matthew 25, verse 21, the end of that parable. Jesus said, "His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.'" Well, friend, thanks for taking time to think about the little things. And I would leave you with this exhortation: do not think carelessly of any command of God as too little for your robust obedience and your delight. Again, this has been Pastor David Bissett, Clifton Park Community Church. You can find more about us on the web, cliftonparkcommunitychurch.org. May the Lord bless you and keep you today.